I've seen is forensics coming in and out. I mean, obviously I've got quite a good view from here. Yeah, that's all I've seen is the forensics going in and out. Really know nothing.
Do you know what they've been kind of bringing in and out?
I haven't seen anything coming in and out, no.
Okay. And regarding the person who lives there, you haven't seen like a man, woman, children, anything?
Oh, I haven't seen anybody. Don't know anybody who lives there. Whenever I've walked past there, the curtains have always been closed.
Okay, stuck it themselves to themselves.
Yeah.
How long have you lived here, Andrew?
We've been here just over 2.5 years now.
Is that when this was built? Were the houses built around then, or...?
A bit before then, I think, cool. Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people I've spoken to have said they've been here for a couple of years, so I wonder if that's where everyone kind of moved in. So you don't know kind of when they moved in or anything, they might have been here before.
I think roughly around the same time as us, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said that you know most of your neighbours, so it's kind of unusual not to know
them. You know faces. I wouldn't say I know them all by names, but you know faces and cars and roughly when people come in and out, yeah.
What's it been like having the police? Obviously, it's a big investigation. Has it come as a surprise? I mean, is it...
Obviously it's unsettling, isn't it? I mean, we can't complain. We're not the families that's having to go through this. So for us, I'm happy for whatever the police need us to do and anything we can do to help, you know. But it's nothing compared to what Julia's family's obviously going through.
Of course. Have the police come round and knocked out of interest? Have they asked you any questions?
They have been round. They've taken our CCTV.
Okay.
My daughter was round on the day as well, and she has got a camera in her car, so they've taken that.